This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're about I wanted to go.
About the biggest there is. You can't be that big if you didn't go.
I have a ton of Stones t-shirts and posters, believe me. And I know all their albums. And I've seen a vintage Some Girls album in vinyl in the flesh before they had to change the album cover.
And you didn't go to the concert. So how big of a fan are you?
Really? I mean,
Just didn't go. But I still love them. I was there in spirit.
Was it Cash?
One of my best friends went.
You could have hit up Andy. One of your best friends goes, so you're a big Stones fan? Does that work, Andy?
You're a big Stones fan?
My dad's seen the Stones.
Things going.
My dad's seen the Stones.
Okay, so
that's great.
Should we test them?
No.
You don't want to test them?
No, I don't.
You saw him in Tampa, though.
No, I don't.
You sure you don't want to test them?
No.
Just one.
Want to do two keys and a lock.
When did Aftermath come out?
1974.
I'll give it to you. 66. I'll give it to you.
Oh, yeah, 8 years. That's no big deal.
I'm just being nice.
That's a big deal.
It's only rock and roll?
That's no big deal.
That was a later album. I'd say probably close to
74, like you said. It was 74.
Before we do two keys and a lock, Darian wants to chime in on our Cavs conversation.
Not bad, though. Hi, Darian. How are you?
The Cologuard colon cancer screening test.
Hey, Darian.
Oh, Darian. Darian.
See you, Darian. You're done.
Yeah. Can't do that, man. Can't leave. Was that the TV yet on?
I don't know.
I think so.
Browns, Steelers.
I feel like I need to go to the doctor all of a sudden.
Two keys and a lock for tonight's extravaganza. Thursday night football on the lakefront. Andy, you get us started.
Give me a key.
Hogan loves playing this music way too loud, doesn't he, Andy?
Yeah, that's okay.
It stays under voices.
It's okay. Jeff,
make sure it's there.
Hey, we got it. Listen. My first key has to be the Browns running game. And again, I'm still searching for that 100-yard rusher, especially if, you know, the turf is a little slick. I'm trying to think of a good horse racing term. It's not muddy.
It's a sloppy track.
It's a sloppy track. Could be a sloppy track.
That's horse racing, Andy.
Nothing would make me happier than my first key to the game. And I'll go back to 150. If the Browns rushing attack can get 150 yards on the ground, love to see Nick Chubb get a little revenge against the Steelers. We all remember the last time. So,
did you say 150 yards?
That's what you said last game. That's kind of the number I've been going for. You said 120, 150 out of the rushing attack in the last game.
I did.
From the last game, that's where the number sticks in my head from. So I was like, you know what? Jeff said that number the other day, and I was like, I just want 100-yard rusher.
I think I said 100 for the team.
Yeah. And that's what I'm saying, 125 for the team.
Yeah, you just said 150.
150, 120, or 150. I'll go 150 for the team.
I'll go 150. Do I hear two?
150 for the team is a key, and I'd like to see Nick have 100 of that.
Anthony, give me a key.
I need to see some wide receiver take a step. I don't know if that's Elijah Moore. I would like to see Cedric Tillman have flashes of being a number one wide receiver. Somebody in the receiving corps needs to take a serious step forward today.
I'd like to see that too. Hody, key.
For me, the key number one for the Browns will be Jameis Winston. He threw for 395 yards in the loss to the Saints, and they only put up 14 points. Now, obviously, there were some issues with Dustin Hopkins kicking, and of course, that factored into the fact that the defense later on in the game would give up all 35 of those points, 21 of them in the fourth quarter. So to me, Jameis Winston, if he keeps those numbers going, I think the Browns have a really good shot tonight.
I am also going with Jameis Winston as a key. He's been really effective so far, Andy. weather permitting on this. You know, unless we get the cyclone bomb that hit the West Coast.
How about that yesterday?
Yeah, wow. I would assume that they're going to be able to throw the ball tonight. The weather so far doesn't look too bad. And I think he has to throw for at least 250 yards tonight. At least 250 for Jameis Winston passing. And after 395 last week, I think that's quite possible. But the Steelers' defense, of course, as we know, is pretty good. Andy, key number two.
Get to the red zone and score. You're the worst team in the NFL in the red zone. You just got there twice. And when you look at the red zone rankings, the Browns are absolutely horrible. And when you have a guy that threw for 395 on Sunday, there's just no excuse. Get to the red zone and get points. That is key number two.
Anthony?
Can the defense wrap up and tackle? Najee Harris is a bulldozer, but I'm so sick and tired of seeing these arm tackles, shoulder tackles. If you want a sign that the Browns aren't giving up, they're going to wrap up on defense and bring guys down the first time they make contact.
Hody.
Key number two for me is actually coaching. I think Kevin Stefanski at 2-8, I think he's a lot better of a coach than that record says. I think Kevin Stefanski making some good decisions on the sidelines tonight is going to really help the Browns out, and I think it'll be big in this Pittsburgh game.
Big in this Pittsburgh game, the man says. Big. I'm going to go with this one. The Browns better sack Russell Wilson a couple of times tonight. I think it's critical that the Browns sack him a couple of times in this game tonight. And Pittsburgh has been, they've been sacked a lot, Andy. They've given up 28 sacks on the season. And to me, that's a pretty good number. Browns, of course, have been sacked 46 times, but that was a different quarterback getting most of those. I think the Browns have to get to Russell Wilson a couple of times tonight. Make him a little uncomfortable. Time for the key. Well, let's go to the lock. Since we've all done a
we'll
key
do,
now.
Yeah, we've done two keys. Sorry. It only takes two keys to get in.
Can I throw in another key?
Go ahead, give me another key.
The key is the lock better come true.
Good one.
Go.
42, less than 42 points in this game. I mean, the Steelers are averaging 23.3, and the Browns can't get to 20. So a 42 is the number I kind of look at as far as total points in this game. And I just, man, the under just, it just, this game just smells. Although it was weird because when Nick Costos was with us before, he said, don't believe that. So all the elements are there for a low-scoring game. I'm going to lock in a low-scoring game, less than 42, because the Browns can't get
Nick
to 20.
Nick said take the over.
I know. I was shocked when he said it. I just can't see it. If it's a muddy track and the Browns can't score more than 20, they're stuck and they can't do anything in the red zone even when they get there, and it's hard for them to get there. And if the Steelers are only averaging 23.3, like, I think this is a less than 40-point game between the two teams.
Anthony.
Well, Andy, you kind of took mine. I was going to say no way Browns scored 20 points today. I know it's only been done once, but no way. So I'm going to go with 12 points, under 13.5.
Oh,
that's what you think. Wow,
gracious.
Yeah.
I think they get two touchdowns, but two missed extra points.
Does the Thursday night factor play into your thought process on this, too?
What
like
about?
The fact they're playing on Thursday night and it's a quick turnaround and guys are get tired real quick in this. They got to get them extra water. They got to stay hydrated.
They look terrible in a dome on Sunday, 4 days ago.
That's a good point.
It's going to be any better when it's snowing?
Nope.
It won't be snowing.
That lactic acid has got to get flowing tonight.
You think so?
Yes.
Hody.
Kind of to build on Andy's point there about the low-scoring game, but I think it's actually going to be even more specific. I think both teams are going to be held to under 16 points each.
Wow.
I think we only see one touchdown from each. I think this game is probably a 13-10, 16-10 kind of game. And historically, in recent years, it's kind of been like that. You look at last year when we played the Pittsburgh Steelers here in Cleveland, we won 13-10 with Dorian Thompson-Robinson quarterbacking.
Okay. Yeah, this could be an ugly offensive game.
Everybody's screaming that. My lock? Russell Wilson will throw at least two touchdown passes.
All right, well, 14. There you go.
At least two. They scored 18 points last week on Baltimore with...
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
No touchdowns. They had 6 field goals. And that's a lot. And 3 of them were 50-yard plus. And that was serious. I think Russell Wilson throws at least 2 tonight, which means the Browns are going to have to respond on offense. Browns are going to have to come up with some offense today. That's one of my keys was Jameis throwing for at least 250 yards. There you have it. Ladies and gentlemen, 2 keys in the lock. Don't take that to the bank. It's just, you know, for entertainment purposes.
Yes. And we could all be wrong.
It's like Letterman. You know, it's like, you know, no wagering on that.
Yeah, whose line is it anyway? Drew Carey, same thing. The points are fake and everything is not real. And
there it is. There it is. Do you think the Browns have a chance to win this game?
I actually do. I think they have a chance to win tonight's game. It's weird. It's a
Why
Thursday
do I feel
game.
That way?
Because it's a Thursday night game. Bizarre things happen. They're normally dud games. The Browns have had a lot of dud games this year. Maybe this time it falls in their favor. I just the one thing I pray for is the not getting just routed by the Steelers tonight. That would be really, really, really bad.
That would be really bad.
I was going to chime in and say the last 3 meetings on Thursday Night Football, the Browns have played the Steelers. Browns are 3-0, 2019, 2022, and
whenever.
Yeah, it goes along matchup. With the fact that
there was another
the
matchup.
Steelers can't win on Thursday nights against the AFC North. So.
And, of course, yeah, Russell Wilson wasn't a Steeler and Jameis Winston wasn't a Brown. But those things are always kind of fun to look at nonetheless. Fun to look at nonetheless, Andy.
That's what you like to say.
Well, I just think this is an opportunity for our team to, and you're not going to right the ship. You're 2-8, you know? But I do think there is a lot to accomplish the rest of the way. Or there's a lot to see go south, which leads to massive changes. And though I'm all for continuity, consistency, staying the course, and I think they have some pretty good people in place. You know, as I said early in the week, you don't win more than 2 or 3 games this year, you're doomed if you're a coach or your general manager. Up next, we kind of cross enemy lines.
We are crossing enemy, sort of.
Jim Rooney.
No, we are, 100%.
Jim Rooney, yeah. Whose father, Dan Rooney,
yes,
ran the Steelers forever, and whose grandfather, Art Rooney, was the guy. Jim Rooney's going to join us next on Baskin and Phelps.